KTBB News Time 6:02 from the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser. No traffic issues reported along I-20 between Dallas and Shreveport. This week, the Catholic College of Cardinals will begin the process of electing a new pope to succeed the late Pope Francis. KTBB's Paul Gleiser is in Rome covering the papal conclave, and he files this report.
Yesterday afternoon, I interviewed Father Thomas Rees, author of the book Inside the Vatican, The Politics and Organization of the Catholic Church. I asked him if the period of time today and tomorrow when the cardinal electors are meeting and talking informally before the conclave starts on Wednesday is when the real work of the conclave gets done.
Absolutely. The time before the conclave is extremely important. There are formal meetings where various cardinals get up and give speeches, but even more important are the informal meetings where they get together over dinner or over cocktails or just coffee.
My full interview with Father Rees is rather informative, and it's available online at ktbb.com/conclave. Our coverage is sponsored by Christus Health, your life, Christus's purpose. Reporting from Vatican City in Rome, I'm Paul Gleiser.
School choice is now law in Texas. Those were the words of Governor Abbott as he signed Senate Bill 2 into law Saturday.
Governor Abbott signed Senate Bill 2 into law from outside the governor's mansion. It offers eligible parents a $10,000 education savings account to send their child to a private school.
When I ran for re-election in 2022, I promised school choice for the families of Texas. Today, we deliver on that promise.
Texas Democrats had been able to kill the legislation in sessions past, but not this year. Democratic State Rep James Tallarico.
Greg Abbott is taking billions of dollars out of our neighborhood schools and sending those tax dollars to unaccountable private schools for the wealthy few.
The law takes effect September 1st. Expect lawsuits leading up to that.
Chris Fox with that report. Many Americans are rushing to obtain their real ID ahead of the May 7th deadline.
Real ID. It's a driver's license or ID card that meets specific federal security standards that'll be required to board domestic flights and to access certain federal facilities. TSA Acting Deputy Administrator Brian Stahl telling Fox News.
This is all about strengthening the security of our skies and ensuring a sufficient level of document and identity integrity.
Jeff Manasseh reporting a Florida man who assaulted a gate agent at DFW Airport last October is going to spend 4 months in prison.
Authorities say 53-year-old Keith Charles Owens was captured on video repeatedly punching the airport gate agent in the head. Airport personnel said Owens was rushed, inebriated, late for his flight, and apparently confused about which gate he was looking for. He cursed airport personnel and began punching them before they could subdue him. He pled guilty and will serve the prison time, 3 years of supervised parole, and pay $6,000 in restitution.
Bill McLean reporting, animal experts in Texas are weighing in on the hottest internet debate.
So who would win in a fight, 100 men versus one gorilla? It's the viral question that's all over social media. Daryl Hoffman with the San Antonio Zoo says gorillas weigh more than 600 pounds and are all muscle.
They're three times the size of a person. You know, they spend their life walking through the jungle and climbing trees, so they have to be strong.
The zoo opening a gorilla exhibit this year. He's seen primates pick up a 55-gallon drum filled with water and toss it like a toy. The beasts, he says, are hardwired to survive, and that's why he thinks in a fight, they would win.
Michael Board with that report. That's the hottest internet debate, Jeff.
No doubt.
I've got questions and I'm very concerned. From the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center, I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Thanks, UK. And a good morning to you, East Texas. This news brought to you by Bosworth and Associates, a unique insurance agency since 1939. On the web at bosworth-associates.com. It is Monday, May the 5th. Jeff Rourke here with Melissa Kaiser. Stay tuned for the weather. That's next. KTBB News Time 6:06.
Some AC contractors will tell you that your unit needs to be replaced when really it could be fixed.
The majority of the time when somebody calls me with a air conditioning or heating issue, we find that it's a part that has gone bad.
Chris Price, owner of Chris's Cooling.
The equipment hasn't gone bad, a part has gone bad. So we replace that part and get you back up and running.
You get a second opinion before you'd have surgery. Get a second opinion before you replace your air conditioning unit.
I have gone on second opinion calls that the homeowner was told that they need needed a $15,000 system, and I found that it was low on Freon. I found the leak, repaired the leak, and they're running just fine. If the contractor tells you that you need new equipment, have me come out and give you a free second opinion.
If your air conditioning goes out, call Chris Price at Chris's Cooling. Chances are he can fix the unit you have. Chris's Cooling is online at chriscooling.net. chriscooling.net.
When advanced cancer care is close by, you can get a potentially life-saving screening without having to miss playtime. You can get treatments and checkups and still get home for dinner. And when that care comes from Christus Health, you can rest easy knowing you'll be treated with genuine compassion and that we'll be with you every step of the way. Your health, your life, our purpose. Christus Health.
Want to save time and get where you're going faster, smoother, and easier? Take Toll 49 from Southern Smith County near White House to Northern Smith County near Lyndale. Want to save time and money? Get a tag at netrma.org to pay your toll. Drive with a tag and you'll pay less each time you use Toll 49, and you'll never make a payment by mail again. So to save time, drive Toll 49. To save time and money, get a tag at netrma.org. netrma.org.
Do you have a metal roof? Do you want one? At Cables Roofing, we do all types of metal roofing. For a true lifetime roof system, call with confidence. Call Cables. CablesRoofing.com.
KTBB News Time, 6:08 on this Monday morning. And folks, it is time now for a look at our weather forecast with KETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
Good Monday morning to you, East Texas. We are looking at a pretty decent day ahead. As we go through the day, we're going to be seeing some clouds, especially later on this afternoon. We'll be looking for those clouds increasing, maybe a couple of showers as we go into the afternoon. Our high temperatures are going to climb into the upper 70s to near 80 degrees, and we'll have winds from the east at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. As we go into tonight, our low temperatures will fall into the lower 60s, and we'll have about a 50% coverage of showers and some storms. And then going into our Tuesday, widespread rainfall is expected. Strong storms certainly a possibility, and pretty much everybody is going to see rain on Tuesday and potentially several inches of it. So it looks like a very active day is ahead as we go into the day on Tuesday with better weather by Wednesday. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
Thanks, Braden. Folks, this forecast brought to you by Gentech Alternative Power Solutions. Prepare for the unexpected. Call Gentech today. 57 degrees over Broadway Square Mall, 53 degrees over Longview Mall, and 57 in KTBB. The headlines next. KTBB News Time, 6:10.
For septic system installation, maintenance, and repair, there's no substitute for experience.
From servicing septic systems to working on existing ones to putting brand new ones in.
That's Joey Ridgel. He owns Joey Ridgel Septic and Sanitation.
And it doesn't make a difference whether it's an aerobic with spray irrigation or aerobic with drip irrigation or a conventional septic system with pipe and gravel or easy flow. I mean, whatever it is, we take care of it.
Joey Ridgel Septic and Sanitation can help you avoid expensive problems.
It's been our company policy since we started the company in 1997 to keep as much money in our client's pocket for as long as we can keep it in their pocket. We can get ahead of problems rather than trying to catch up to them.
Septic system design, installation, and maintenance. The very best in the business is Joey Ridgel Septic and Sanitation. See them online at joeyridgelsepticservice.com. RIDGLE, joeyridgelsepticservice.com.
If you've ever listened to the radio or watched TV and thought, how did they do that? Then stop by the Texas Broadcast Museum. Located in downtown Kilgore, you'll find something that's both educational and a lot of fun. You can even try your hand at being a TV newscaster or weather person. And if it's been a while since you visited, come on back. We're always finding new treasures. Visit the Texas Broadcast Museum, 416 East Main Street in downtown Kilgore, or look for us on the web at texasbroadcastmuseum.org.
Hey you!
Yes?
Did you just fill that huge commercial truck with gas?
Yeah.
Then why are you smiling? That's so expensive!
Oh, well, with my Southside Bank business credit card, we can get up to 3% cash back on eligible net business purchases.
What? How do I apply for that?
Southsidebank.com/business credit card. Happy travels.
The creditor and issuer of these cards is Elan Financial Services. Southside Bank, member FDIC.
There's trouble everywhere.
It's never been like this.
Ever.
So thanks for taking us along on the ride. But take us home, too.
There's a lot of meat on this bone.
Don't fall out of the loop when you're in Off the Loop. Listen to KTBB on Alexa. Just say, Alexa.
Hi there.
Play KTBB.
Playing KTBB.
This is really, really important.
KTBB on Alexa is powered by the Patio Center at East Texas Brick. Don't just reside, thrive.
KTBB News Time, 612, 53 degrees in Longview, 57 degrees right now in Tyler. And a good Monday morning to you, East Texas. Melissa, what's coming up in news?
Global shares are mixed in holiday thinned trading while oil prices fell after the OPEC Plus group of oil producing nations said it plans to boost output. U.S. futures declined. Republicans are trying to pass a budget bill as the White House claims it's making progress on trade deals. The Trump administration continues its aggressive spending cuts as Elon Musk is slated to leave Doge. The U.S. and Iran remain in talks with each other over a new Iran nuclear deal to stop Iran from increasing its nuclear program. And Canada's newly elected prime minister will meet with President Trump this week. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Sports coming up next. KTBB News Time, 6:13.
Thinking about selling your valuables? Don't miss the Great Estate Buying Event presented by Jules Estate Buyers. For 4 days only, we're purchasing fine jewelry, watches, gold, silver, old coins, and more. Our experts will evaluate any item to provide you with a fair offer and pay you on the spot. Come be a part of the Great Estate Buying Event this week only, hosted by Jim's Jewelers in Tyler, May 6th through the 9th. For information, visit JewelsEstateBuyers.com.
The 2025 Tyler Cattle Bears Ball will be held on Saturday, June 7th at the Texas Rose Horse Park with headliner Wade Bowen.
Nothing but Texas Bowl.
Enjoy an evening of entertainment, delicious cuisine, dancing, pig races, live and silent auctions, and so much more. Purchase your raffle tickets to win a brand new, well-equipped, four-wheel drive 2025 GMC Canyon AT4 truck donated by Hall Buick GMC. Tickets are available now at Hall. Also, grab your chance to enjoy a $5,000 shopping spree donated by Susan Robinson Jewelry. Don't wait. Ball and charitable raffle tickets are limited. All proceeds benefit the American Cancer Society. We hope you join us by investing in our life-saving mission, and we'll see you under the stars on June 7th. For more information and to purchase ball tickets, visit tyler.acscbb.org.
Is that?
Yep, sure looks like Nana's casserole.
Having family over for supper was nice and all, but
that drain's definitely clogged.
Well, Brandy, garbage disposals aren't built to chop like a wood chipper. Even coffee grounds and grease can cause things to act strange.
Strange?
You know, slow and sluggish drains. Point is, when any of that happens,
call the Bannister All-Star Plumbers.
We'll clear your pesky drain in a jiffy.
BannisterPlumbing.com.
Let's talk a little bit about home cooking. The good thing about home cooking is it's typically delicious. The bad thing is, you got to get out grandma's recipe book. Next thing you know, you're looking for coriander. That's why I go to Daniel Boone's Grill and Tavern. At Daniel Boone's, we'll feed you and feed you good.
KTBB News Time, 6:15, 57 degrees. Time now for sports. NASCAR was in Texas over the weekend at a racetrack with a reputation for some chaos.
This has been how it's gone since Texas Motor Speedway got reconfigured back in 2017. And while it wasn't the 16 cautions and two overtimes last year's race needed, it was still pretty close, with 12 overtimes, including 8 during the final stage, and the last one setting us up for yet another overtime finish.
Joey Logano will get his 37th win.
On FS1, the defending Cup Series champion gets not only his first win of the year, but also his first top 5 and only second top 10 finish. Now, Logano has won at Texas before, but that was back in 2014. The last 9 races at Texas have now given us 9 different winners.
That is Greg Thompson. A baseball fan remains hospitalized but is improving after falling from the stands at Pittsburgh's PNC Park last week.
According to a GoFundMe page for Kevin Markwood, the 20-year-old is awake and alert. He fell more than 20 feet onto the right field warning track during a game between the Pirates and Chicago Cubs. He lay motionless and bloodied as medical staff rushed to his aid. The GoFundMe page organizer, Jennifer Phillips, wrote that Kavin is also able to speak, although he has a long road ahead of him. She thanked everyone for their support, calling his progress nothing short of miraculous. An investigation into the fall determined it was an accident.
Deborah Valentine with that story. The Houston Rockets forced Game 7 in their first-round postseason series against the Warriors, but it didn't go their way.
Out to Buddy Hield, and he is just not missing in Houston. Buddy Hield has the liftoff here. He's got 25 points.
Hield had six first-half three-pointers and finished with 33 points. Steph Curry added 22 more, and the Warriors won it 103-89 to advance. In the first of their second-round series, the underdog Pacers topped the Cavaliers 121-112. Tonight's action includes the Knicks at the Celtics and the Nuggets at the Thunder. Meanwhile, on the diamond, Rangers pitcher Jacob DeGrom hit a milestone in the finale against the Mariners.
The 1-2. And that pitch, the bottom of the zone for a called third strike. Polanco caught looking at a slider, and that's career strikeout 1,700 for Jacob DeGrom.
Texas put up a six-run third inning without any home runs to win it 8-1 and avoid the sweep. Meanwhile, the Astros and White Sox saw their game called after seven innings and a long rain delay, final score 5-4, Chicago. Your Money Now is next. KTBB News Time 6:18.
Barn Good. I said Barn Good deals this month during the 25th anniversary event at Office Barn in Tyler. That big office furniture showroom, almost as big as a football field.
Office Barn in Tyler.
Spiff up your office with 25% off all Ashley furniture, including desks, bookcases, sofas, lobby furniture, even outdoor furniture. Buy in store or online.
We ship anywhere with next day delivery in East Texas.
Office Barn Chair of the Month, a commercial grade office chair, leather-like look, price $112 assembled.
We buy new and gently used office furniture in large quantities with discounts to nonprofits, schools, governments, veterans, and first responders.
All our inventory is pre-tariff. 500 desks, 5,000 chairs, 50 American-made Rhino gun safes, gun safe rebates for veterans from manufacturer between Tyler and Lindale on Highway 69, across from the big, big American flag. Office Barn.
Let's face it, people want more for their money. And that's exactly what you get at Orr GMC in Longview when you let us exceed your expectations. Get more savings, get more selection, get more satisfaction. And right now is a great time to get more for your money with Texas size savings on our Texas size selection of new Orr GMC Sierras, Canyons, Yukons, Acadias, and all the other great Orr GMC new and certified pre-owned values. And at Orr GMC, you'll always be treated with family and Texas values while shopping in our friendly, hassle-free environment. So let us exceed your expectations with more savings, more selection, and more satisfaction at Orr GMC in Longview, where we are professional grade. For more, please visit GMCLongview.com. That's GMCLongview.com. Or come see us at 400 North Spur 63 in Longview.
From the Total Point Healthcare Studio, Your Money Now is next. 57 degrees, KTBB News Time, 620.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields were mixed this morning as investor attention turned to the Federal Reserve meeting and interest rate decisions slated for later this week. The yield on the 10-year Treasury was down by less than one basis point at 4.316%. CNBC reports the Berkshire Hathaway board voted unanimously to make Greg Abel president and CEO on January 1st of 2026 and for Warren Buffett to remain as chairman. Hathaway shocked shareholders over the weekend when he announced his retirement at the end of this year. Air Products said it is delaying the startup of its $8 billion blue hydrogen manufacturing complex in Ascension Parish, Louisiana, and won't move forward with the project until it sells off the facility's carbon capture and ammonia portions. Air Products CEO Edward Menezes said the earliest the facility will begin production is 2028. Futures are moderately lower. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 564. That's Your Money Now.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it
down, get it going slower.
iSurvey slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. iSurvey, or Avastin Captid Pagel, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iSurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iSurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iSurvey today.
iSurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iSurvey.com. That's iSurvey.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Here's a simple fact. If you don't have a family member suffering with a mental health issue, it's very likely that someone you know does. That's why Andrews Behavioral Health invites you to join them at Summit 2.0. It's a day-long conference designed to provide East Texans with the tools and resources to confront and overcome a mental health challenge. Mark your calendar, Tuesday, May 6th, noon to 5, at the Brookshires Conference Center in Tyler. Andrews Behavioral Health is the mental health authority for 5 East Texas counties, and they treat more than 10,000 East Texans each year. The Andrews Center believes that everyone deserves to achieve and maintain a healthy mental outlook. With the right tools, support, and guidance, meaningful change is possible. The Andrews Behavioral Health Summit is free to attend Tuesday, May 6th, noon to 5 at Tyler's Brookshires Conference Center. For more information and to register, go to andrewscenter.com. Andrewscenter.com. The Behavioral Health Summit offers resources and hope. Visit andrewscenter.com.
KTBB News Time, 6:23, 53 degrees in Longview, 57 in Tyler.
Texas may soon be in for a financial windfall.
Senator John Cornyn has been rallying support in Washington, trying to get the state paid back for the $11 billion that was spent securing the border under President Biden.
Nobody questions the fairness or the justice of this request.
He says that all the stars are aligned for the cash to be added to a massive government funding bill that's being worked on in Washington. There's a goal of getting that done by the 4th of July.
Michael Board with that report. Cinco de Mayo festivities are taking place across the U.S.
It's often a misconception, but Cinco de Mayo is not Mexico's Independence Day. It's actually celebrated on the 16th of September. Cinco de Mayo pays tribute to Mexico's victory against French troops in the 1862 Battle of Puebla. At the time, Mexico owed France, Spain, and England money, the European nations sending troops to demand funds, Spain and England reaching an agreement and leaving. But France attacked Mexican forces, Mexico's win inspiring the nation. While it's mostly celebrated in the Mexican state of Puebla, it's become a bigger holiday in the U.S., with folks across the country taking part in parades, parties, and indulging in margaritas, tequila, chips, and guacamole.
Kristen Goodwin reporting. Elon Musk's SpaceX launch site is now an official city after being approved as the new city of Starbase.
The city is called Starbase. Around 97% of voters were in favor of this. According to Cameron County election results, this doesn't come as much of a surprise because the majority of people who can vote are Elon Musk's employees, but local officials say that this is a huge sign of growth in the South Texas area. Now, Starbase is only about 1.5 square miles. It's, of course, the home of SpaceX. And the main goal for both Musk and this new city is sending humans to Mars. According to the FAA, Starbase is aiming for 25 rocket launches a year. That's as many as 2 launches per month.
Madison Scarpino reporting. The election for mayor of San Antonio is heading to a runoff.
Former Undersecretary of the Air Force Gina Ortiz-Jones and former Texas Secretary of State Rolando Pablos will be in the runoff on June 7th. Ortiz-Jones captured nearly 27% of the votes. Pablos received 17%. The overall turnout for the election was a little over 9%, the lowest voter participation rate since 2013. The election marks the first time a mayor will serve a 4-year term in San Antonio after voters approved longer terms last November.
John Mark Dempsey reporting, and judges in several states may soon get a new tool to stop dangerous drivers from speeding again. A device called Intelligent Speed Assistance prevents a car from accelerating far past the speed limit. Virginia this year became the first state to approve such a tool for reckless drivers. From the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center, I'm Melissa Kaiser, KTBB News Time, 626.
Yes, we've already had severe spring weather, and yes, the power went out here at KTBB, but if you were listening, you didn't notice. Hi, this is Paul Gleiser. When the power failed here at KTBB, we rocked right along because we have a Generac automatic standby generator from Generator Supercenter in Tyler. The same can be true at your home. The power is going to go out, you just don't know when or for how long. But it doesn't really matter because when the power does fail, your Generac automatic standby generator will come right on. No sweltering in the dark for you, your AC will keep running, your lights will stay on, your life will go on. Generator Supercenter in Tyler can install a Generac automatic standby generator at your home at a price that you can afford, and they'll help you line up easy financing. That's why Generator Supercenter is the number one Generac generator dealer in the nation. Generator Supercenter is on the Southwest Loop in Tyler. They're online at GeneratorSupercenter.com. The nation's number one Generac generator dealer, Generator Supercenter.
New tax resolution companies seem to come and go pretty often these days. So be careful when choosing who helps you with your IRS issues. Hi, this is Kerry Bryson with the Bryson Law Firm. Remember, IRS problems are legal problems, and for over 20 years, 100% of the Bryson Law Firm's focus has been helping our clients resolve IRS issues. The IRS is not in business to help you, and they don't play around. Use the Bryson Law Firm's legal experience and proven track record to provide you with a legal solution and help you end the IRS nightmare. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're regulated by the Bar Association. No fine print, just 100% transparency. Give us a call at the Bryson Law Firm. Our headquarters are in Lafayette, Louisiana, and we have offices across Louisiana and Texas. Contact our office today to schedule your free consultation with a tax resolution law firm. Visit BrysonLawFirm.com.
It's time again to recognize and reward some of the best student-athletes in East Texas with the 33rd annual KTBB Scholastic All-Stars Team, sponsored in part by Southside Bank, the Kyle Lake Foundation, Kevin and Janine Lilly's East Texas McDonald's, Energy Well Feb, Hall Buick GMC, Tyler Junior College, and Tyler Trophy. These 20 senior girls and boys represent some of the best we have to offer. Each one has excelled on the field, on the court, in the classroom, and in the community. The 2024-2025 KTBB Scholastic All-Stars include Thomas Lee Branscombe, Union Grove, Khaleesi Buffett, Tyler High, Jonathan Bush, White House, Cassidy Clark, the Brookhill School, Emory Cover, Troop, Cade Cox, Kilgore. The KTBB Scholastic All-Stars are being honored at our annual banquet at Tyler's First Christian Church. Please join us in congratulating the KTBB Scholastic All-Stars on your only local news radio, 97.5 FM KTBB, 92.1 FM The Team Sports Radio, and KTBB.com.
KTBB News Time, 6:29, 57 degrees. Melissa, what's the latest in entertainment news?
Marvel Studios reclaims the top spot at the weekend box office.
Thunderbolts kicks off the summer movie season with $76 million in North American ticket sales. But the number one debut falls short of some of Marvel's previous launches. Warner Brothers Sinners falls to second place, bringing in $33 million in its third week. Warner Brothers also nabbed third place with a Minecraft movie. The smash hit video game adaptation in its fourth weekend rung up another $13.7 million.
Kathleen Maloney reporting, a cult British comedy celebrates 50 years.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail returns to theaters for its 50th anniversary. The cult comedy classic will hit select theaters nationwide today, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The screening brings the legendary British comedy troupe's medieval parody of the legend of King Arthur back to the big screen.
Just a flesh wound. Look, stop that!
Chicken!
What are you going to do, bleed on me? How about you?
Come on, then.
The 1975 film, directed by Terry Gilliam and Terry Jones, remains one of the most quotable comedies in cinema history. Tickets are available at participating box offices and through Fathom Entertainment's website.
Michelle Polino reporting, news brought to you by Gray's Home Fashion Gallery. Let your personal elegance speak through the rooms of your home. Visit graystyler.com. It's 57 degrees at 6:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says it's as un-American as it gets. President Trump saying he doesn't know if he has to uphold the Constitution and the right to due process for everyone he wants deported from the U.S.
It might say that, but if you're talking about that, then we'd have to have a million or 2 million or 3 million trials.
The president on NBC's Meet the Press later saying he wants to reopen Alcatraz prison in San Francisco, closed in 1963, now a tourist attraction.
Trump wrote on Truth Social, for too long, America has been plagued by vicious
repeat criminal offenders who will never contribute anything other than misery and suffering. That is why I am directing the Bureau of Prisons, together with the DOJ, FBI, and Homeland Security, to reopen Alcatraz to house the most ruthless offenders.
Fox's Brooks Singman. The president also says he wants tariffs on movies made outside the United States. America's listening to Fox News.
KTBB News Time, 6:31, temperature 57 degrees.
America, then and now. A daily look at our unique heritage. In a moment, a first battle and a first for America in space. More after this.
Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scott's Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
It's Monday, May 5th, 2025, and this is America Then and Now. Today in 1864, the first battle between Generals Ulysses S. Grant and Robert E. Lee's forces began near Spotsylvania, Virginia. The three-day Battle of the Wilderness, resulting in 29,000 casualties and almost 4,000 dead between the Union and Confederacy, ended indecisively. Yet it marked the beginning of Grant's war of attrition against Lee's Army of Northern Virginia, grinding down the Confederate Army until Lee would be forced to surrender nearly a year later. And today in 1961, Alan Shepard became the first American in space as he piloted the Mercury capsule Freedom 7 in a 15-minute suborbital flight. Shepard would be honored by several ticker tape parades following the flight, receiving the Medal of Freedom and the Distinguished Flying Cross. 10 years later, Shepard commanded the Apollo 14 mission, the third successful moon landing, becoming the oldest person to set foot on the moon at the age of 47, and the only one of the 7 original Mercury astronauts to do so. And that is America Then and Now. I'm Dusty Baker.
License number 4214C.
Roy Dassaville here from AC Contractors, along with one of my do-it-right guys, Ace.
Noticing that the words promise and guarantee are pretty similar in meaning, however...
A lot of people make promises they can't keep, but a guarantee, well, that tends to be written down somewhere.
Certainly the case for AC Contractors, fixed right or it's free guarantee.
We'll spell it out for you, folks. If we work on your air conditioning system...
And you make all the repairs we recommend...
If your AC quits on you before the heat quits...
We'll come back and fix it for free.
Is that a promise, Ace?
Better than a promise, Mr. D. It's our guarantee.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
You said buts.
Tell me, Ace, why do you suppose we've hardly ever had to make good on that guarantee?
Hey, we're not called do-it-right guys for nothing, Mr. D.
Serving Tyler, Longview, and all over East Texas. Online at accontractors.com.
Who we are is what we do. We're AC. AC Contractors.
Hi, John Bass from Major's Pharmacy.
Woo, son, they got it all.
When you don't feel well and need a prescription filled quickly, the chain pharmacies will make you wait. Major's Pharmacy won't. Bring your prescription to Major's Pharmacy, and in most cases, they'll fill it and have you on your way in 15 minutes or less. Major's Pharmacy accepts most major insurance plans. Major's Pharmacy, South Broadway at Shelley Drive, and online at majorspharmacy.com.
Free delivery is now available. majorspharmacy.com. Legendary Tex-Mex food at Posados and Mercados, plus daily specials like Taco Tuesdays, a 3-taco plate for $9.49, and Chili Con Queso for $3.59. Mercados in Tyler, Posados in Tyler, Longview, and Lindale. Order online at Posados.com and MercadosCafe.com. KTBB News Time, 635, 57 degrees. Time for the news with Melissa Kaiser.
No traffic delays reported this morning along I-20 in East Texas in what police called a chaotic scene. One person was shot and killed, 16 wounded in gunfire over the weekend at a family party in Houston.
Several of the wounded were reported in critical condition. It happened about 1 a.m. Sunday morning in South Houston. KHOU television reports that officers arrived within 3 minutes of receiving a 911 call and gunfire was still going on. According to Assistant Chief Patricia Cantu, it started as a family party. Witnesses said there was an uninvited guest who was asked to leave, and that's when the gunfire started. Cantu said many of the wounded were scattered at various spots around the home where the party was happening. Several people were detained for questioning.
John Mark Dempsey reporting. Today is the day the Department of Education resumes collecting on student loan debt.
In a statement, the Education Secretary, Linda McMahon, says American taxpayers will no longer be forced to serve as collateral for irresponsible student loan policies. That while Congress mandated borrowers start repaying student loans in October of 2023, the prior administration failed to start collecting and kept borrowers in what the department calls a confusing limbo. Nearly 43 million borrowers still owe $1.6 trillion. More than 5 million haven't made a payment in nearly a year and are in default. Another 4 million are in late-stage delinquency. The department's asking borrowers to enroll in an income-driven repayment plan or sign up for loan rehabilitation because later this year they say they may begin garnishing wages.
And that's Jessica Rosenthal reporting. There's a battle brewing at the state capitol over whether all consumable hemp products should be regulated or banned in Texas.
We're going to ban your stores before we leave here for good.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's message to the over 8,000 cannabis retailers in Texas. The Senate passed Senate Bill 3 in March. That version would ban all THC products, including drinks sold in liquor stores. That bill has now been rewritten by the State House, and it's more of a regulatory bill. It would allow drinks, edibles, tinctures, and topical products, but would make synthetic and converted cannabinoids illegal. Heather Fazio of the Texas Cannabis Policy Center.
We should be regulating these products, certainly the converted cannabinoids. Synthetics, though, those definitely should be off the table.
The House and Senate will have to hammer out their differences.
Chris Fox reporting. Some good news for those who hate changing their clocks twice a year.
A plan to stay on one time all year long is gaining steam. It's backed by the business community, which says more daylight in the evening means people will go shopping after work.
Businesses benefit from increased purchasing activity when there's an extra hour or two of sunlight.
Erica Boyd heads the Texas Travel Alliance. The bill by State Senator Paul Bettencourt would keep the state on what is known as daylight saving time. That's more light in the evening. He calls it Texas time and says it's supported by President Trump.
Michael Board reporting. More than 800 Mansfield ISD students will chat live with astronauts aboard the International Space Station.
It's all part of their event, Mansfield ISD Goes Cosmic, which is a rare chance for kids in grades 3 through 12 to ask questions and get inspired to pursue careers in science and space. Now, the district is one of only two in Texas chosen for this NASA event. The public's invited to watch along at 9:30 a.m. on NASA STEM's YouTube channel.
Kristen Diaz reporting from the Original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
The Catholic Church is selecting a new pope. I'm Paul Gleiser, and I'm in Rome to bring you coverage of the papal conclave. Follow my reports here on KTBB and follow my multimedia coverage at ktbb.com/conclave. Our coverage is sponsored by Christus Health.
Goolsbee Tire Service is more than just tires. Goolsbee is a full-service center for everything your vehicle needs, celebrating 70 years. Goolsbee Tire Service is a third-generation family-owned business. Now let's talk tires. Goolsbee has everything from ATV and lawn and garden tires to passenger and light truck tires. They even have tractor-trailer tires, including Bandag retreads. Goolsbee stocks both new and nearly new passenger and light truck tires in many sizes at discount prices. If you need new tires and need some help, Goolsbee Tire Service can get you rolling for only $39 down. Let's talk service. There are two certified mechanics and a full-service mechanical shop for alignments, oil changes, brakes, shocks, struts, and front-end suspension. 70 years of quality, trust, and service. Goolsbee Tire Service. 1 mile inside the loop on Highway 271. GoolsbeeTire.com. That's GOOLSBEE Tire.com. Goolsbee Tire Service.
Pest control and mosquito control for less than some companies charge just for mosquitoes.
There are bowling lanes, left turn lanes, and a lane for pest control. Lane Pest Control in Tyler.
Our deluxe package also includes mosquito treatments, starting at $57 per month, with discounts for teachers, first responders, veterans, and active military.
Unless you live in Alaska, you are at risk for termites. Lane Pest Control offers Centricon termite protection, thorough protection, and peace of mind 24/7. Bundle your Centricon termite program and save.
Every business appreciates word of mouth referrals. We thank our customers with a credit of up to $150 when you refer a new customer to Lane Pest Control.
Tyler, Lindale, Mineola, Quitman, Athens, Palestine, Jacksonville, Henderson, Kilgore, and surrounding areas.
Complete pest control services, along with Boracare termite pre-treatment for new construction.
Lane Pest Control in Tyler. We deliver protection.
Do you have people knocking on your door trying to say your roof is damaged? Let Cables Roofing give you honest advice. Call with confidence. Call Cables. CablesRoofing.com.
KTBB News Time 641 on this Monday morning. Time for a look at our weather forecast. With that, here is KETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
Happy Monday to you, East Texas. We are looking at a decent start to our week as temperatures will climb into the upper 70s this afternoon. We'll look for clouds increasing through the day, maybe even resulting in a couple of showers, especially as we go into the afternoon. Winds will be from the east at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then tonight, we'll see more in the way of cloud cover, leading to the potential for some showers, about a 50% coverage going into tonight. And then by Tuesday, widespread heavy rainfall is expected. Some of those storms could be strong to severe, and we could be talking about several inches of rainfall. So some flooding concerns in addition to the severe storm threat on Tuesday. And then those storms linger into the overnight before Wednesday. We'll be looking at a more isolated threat with mostly cloudy skies expected through the day. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
Thanks, Braden. And folks, it is 53 degrees over State Representative Jay Dean's office, 57 degrees over State Representative Daniel Alder's office, and 57 at KTBB. Sports next, KTBB News Time 6:43. For over 60 years, TDI Air Conditioning has made East Texas homes warm in fall and winter and cool in the spring and summer. TDI has also returned to its roots as an exclusive train dealer. It's hard to stop a train. TDI has now added gas logs and cozy heat fireplaces. It's another perfect way to stay warm in the winter while adding a new look to the inside of your home. Come see their selection of 6 different ventless logs and 6 different vented logs in their showroom on 5th Street. TDI is an authorized Cozy Heat fireplace dealer. They are fireplace experts in both installation and service. East Texas winters and summers can be brutal, but a TDI home will always be comfortable. TDI is offering a $99.95 winter tune-up special. A TDI home will give you comfort that's consistent even when the weather isn't. Now might be the time to let TDI, your local independent train dealer, help you with a train high-efficiency system with zero interest on approved equipment. For over 60 years, TDI has been committed to making life a little easier. See them at TDIAir.com. That's TDIAir.com. Texas Air Conditioning License Number 8906C.
Warning. The national debt is spiraling out of control. Trade wars are causing record volatility. And tariffs could cause inflation to make a devastating comeback. Are you ready for what more 2025 could bring? Will you sit on the sidelines and wait? Or will you take action today to help protect your hard-earned retirement savings? And what if you could do it tax and penalty free? Find out more by requesting your free 2025 gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Plus, you could get an unlimited bonus silver if you qualify. Help secure your future today. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to learn more. That's HannityGold.com or 855-815-GOLD. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to learn more. That's HannityGold.com or 855-815-GOLD.
Since 2006, Expo Home Improvement has specialized in window replacement and bathroom remodels. If you want to revitalize your home, see why thousands have chosen Expo Home for their remodels. This is the last month to save 20% off any project. Learn more at expohomeimprovement.com.
I like everything about home cooking, except for the cooking.
And that's why I go to Daniel Boone's Grill and Tavern. Daniel Boone's has got great chicken fried steak, pork chops, amazing sirloins, and much, much more. It's home cooking, but not at home. At Daniel Boone's, we'll feed you and feed you good.
KTBB News Time 6:45, 57 degrees. Time now for a look at sports. Joey Logano needed the NASCAR Cup Series win yesterday at Texas Motor Speedway.
Big picture, Joey Logano's legacy is pretty safe. The 34-year-old from Connecticut just won his third career NASCAR Cup Series championship last year, putting him in some pretty legendary company considering that only four other drivers have ever won more. This season has been a struggle, though. Through the first 10 races, the 22 car not only had no wins, but no top fives and only one top 10. And that all changed on Sunday with an overtime finish giving Logano his second career win at Texas.
The sport changes so quickly. It's crazy how he can just ride these roller coasters and proud of the team.
Logano there courtesy of FS1. And that win guarantees him a spot in the playoffs and also moves him up to ninth place in the point standings.
A pair of winner-take-all game sevens in the NBA over the weekend.
We were waiting on the Western Conference with the four-seeded Denver Nuggets eliminating the five-seed LA Clippers on Saturday, and then the Golden State Warriors upsetting the Houston Rockets on Sunday. So with all of that settled, we're now down to our final eight teams. In the West, the Nuggets will take on the top-seeded Oklahoma City Thunder, with that series getting started on Monday. The 7-seed Warriors, meanwhile, will play the 6-seeded Minnesota Timberwolves, who upset the LA Lakers. Over in the East, the top-seeded Cleveland Cavaliers and Indiana Pacers already started their series, with Indiana winning Game 1 on Sunday. Then Monday night, the defending champion Boston Celtics get going against the New York Knicks.
That is Greg Thompson. On the hockey ice, another Game 7, the Dallas Stars over the Colorado Avalanche 4-2. That was on Saturday. They advance in the postseason. They'll visit the Winnipeg Jets on Wednesday. Jacob deGrom notched his 1,700th career strikeout against the Mariners in the series finale yesterday. The Rangers determined not to be swept.
There goes Young. Here's the pitch. It's hit hard over first. That's a fair ball down the line. It kicks back toward the diamond. And a long run for Mastroboni to get to the ball. Young rounds third. He scores. Josh Tarrant for third. The throw from Mastroboni is cut. Smith is safe at third with an RBI triple.
Josh Smith had his first career four-hit game, going 4-for-5 with an RBI and scoring twice. The Rangers piled up 6 runs in the third inning to rout Seattle 8-1, doing it without the long ball. They will visit the Red Sox tomorrow with Nathan Eovaldi getting the ball. The Astros, meanwhile, in Chicago yesterday playing the rubber match of their series against the White Sox.
DeZenzo skies went high and deep to left field. That one is gone. 4-0 Astros. Zach DeZenzo hits a 2-2 pitch out. That's his first home run of 2025.
That was the highlight of the Houston scoring. The Sox pulled ahead in the sixth, then a long rain delay followed in the seventh. Eventually, the game was called. The Sox taking the win and the series 5-4. The Astros in Milwaukee tonight, starting Ronel Blanco. Your Money Now is next. KTVB News Time, 6:48.
Texas Documents Solutions.
They're out there, document imaging companies that offer a one-size-fits-all proposal, which won't work for everyone. And good luck after the sale. Well, Texas Document Solutions has a better idea. They understand you're in charge. After all, it's your business. That's why they ask questions. That's why they listen to you. Only then will they provide you with options, choices that help you make a decision that best fits your unique document imaging circumstance. Plus, Texas Document Solutions is a local company. Calls are answered locally, so you'll connect with real people. Local people you'll get to know and trust. Sharp, sharp copier printers from Texas Document Solutions. No sales gimmicks, no unkept promises. It's your business. You're in charge. And Texas Document Solutions is here to help. Get started today. Call 903-509-9900.
Texas Document Solutions.
903-509-9900.
Get all the weather information you need from right now to later in the week at KTBB.com. Keep up with the changes and be ready for whatever you're planning. The latest weather information, anytime, on any screen. East Texas weather can change in a matter of minutes. Know what's going on so you can be ready. Accurate weather information for anywhere in the world from anywhere you are, anytime. Click weather at KTBB.com. Powered by Southside Bank. Discover banking with a hometown touch.
Joint pain can make simple tasks like walking through the grocery store feel like a struggle. It can also keep you from living the life you love. With Christus Health, you can get total joint care right here, close to home. Whether it's advanced treatments, joint replacement surgery, or a personalized physical therapy plan, our orthopedic experts will explore every option available to get you back to being you. Christus Health, your life, our purpose.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Billionaire Warren Buffett shocked an arena full of shareholders by announcing that he will retire at the end of the year, bringing the curtain down on a 6-decade run. Buffett said he will recommend to Berkshire Hathaway's board that Vice Chairman Greg Abel should replace him. During an interview with NBC, President Trump took credit for the good parts of the economy, but says that the bad parts are former President Biden's economy. Trump also defended his tariffs, even amid the economic uncertainty stemming from the sweeping announcement. OPEC Plus has agreed to increase production by 411,000 barrels per day in June. Oil prices in April posted the biggest monthly loss since 2021. President Trump's tariff has raised fears of a recession that will slow demand at the same time that OPEC Plus is quickly increasing supply. Futures are moderately lower. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 564, the NASDAQ up 266, the S&P 500 up 82. That's your money now.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captate Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
The National Alliance on Mental Illness reminds you that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Specifically, May 4th through 11th is Tardive Dyskinesia Awareness Week. So what is it? Tardive dyskinesia is an involuntary movement disorder characterized by uncontrollable movements of the face, torso, limbs, toes, or fingers. Those living with tardive dyskinesia, or TD, may often feel judged and ashamed, creating a sense of worry, isolation, and stigma. Symptoms can sometimes be caused by certain medications, but there is help available. Talk to your healthcare provider about routine screenings for movement disorders like tardive dyskinesia.
This is Kathy Reif with the Tyler affiliate of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We'd love to be a help to you. Visit us online at namitylor.org. That's namitylor.org. Or call us at 903-308-0200. That's 903-308-0200.
KTBB News Time, 6:53, 57 degrees in Tyler, 53 in Longview.
Republicans are trying to pass a budget bill.
Republicans agree on the broad principles of the bill, but the specifics are key to either passing or failing the legislation. Part of the problem Republicans are facing is figuring out how to make big spending cuts without touching safety net programs like Medicaid. Regardless, House Speaker Mike Johnson says both chambers of Congress are committed to reaching the same goals. Meantime, President Trump says there's a chance trade deals could be coming this week, though he did not give more details. Last week, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent sounded optimistic about conversations with India and Japan. Regarding China, the president says he won't be speaking with Chinese President Xi Jinping this week, but he insists they do want to talk.
Madeline Rivera reporting Canada's newly elected prime minister will meet with President Trump this week.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says he'll visit the White House tomorrow, his first meeting with President Trump just a week after his Liberal Party won federal elections. The two leaders spoke last week.
I actually think the Conservative hated me much more than the so-called Liberal. He's a pretty liberal guy. But no, I spoke to him yesterday. He couldn't have been nicer.
The president often called former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau Canada's governor, and President Trump's tariffs and frequent calls for Canada to become the 51st state both emerged as top issues in the country's election.
Jared Halpern reporting President Trump has ordered the Justice Department to reopen Alcatraz prison.
Trump wrote on Truth Social, quote, "For too long, America has been plagued by vicious repeat criminal offenders who will never contribute anything other than misery and suffering. That is why I am directing the Bureau of Prisons, together with the DOJ, FBI, and Homeland Security, to reopen Alcatraz to house the most ruthless offenders. The prison was once home to some of the most infamous gangsters like Al Capone and Machine Gun Kelly, but it closed in the 60s and now stands as a national landmark and tourist attraction."
Brooke Singman reporting. Jury selection begins today in New York City in the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs.
The process of selecting jurors to hear the case against Sean Diddy Combs is set to begin at
at the federal courthouse in Lower Manhattan. Federal prosecutors and Combs attorneys agreed that the potential jurors will be brought into the courtroom one by one and be questioned one at a time. As many as 150 potential jurors could be questioned to narrow it down to 45 within the first 3 days, so both sides have Thursday and Friday to prepare before opening statements begin next Monday, May 12th. Combs faces federal charges, including sex trafficking, racketeering, and transportation to engage in prostitution. The trial will not be televised or streamed, as cameras are not allowed in federal court proceedings.
Tanya J. Powers with that report. From the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center, I'm Melissa Kaiser, KTBB News Time 656.
The 2025 Tyler Cattle Bears Ball will be held on Saturday, June 7th at the Texas Rose Horse Park with headliner Wade Bowen. Nothing but Texas for me. Enjoy an evening of entertainment, delicious cuisine, dancing, pig races, live and silent auctions, and so much more. Purchase your raffle tickets to win a brand new, well-equipped, four-wheel drive 2025 GMC Canyon AT4 truck donated by Hall Buick GMC. Tickets are available now at Hall. Also, grab your chance to enjoy a $5,000 shopping spree donated by Susan Robinson Jewelry. Don't wait. Ball and charitable raffle tickets are limited. All proceeds benefit the American Cancer Society. We hope you join us by investing in our life-saving mission, and we'll see you under the stars on June 7th. For more information and to purchase ball tickets, visit tyler.accsbb.org.
Humes Inspections and Foundations.
I'm Tammy, and my husband is Rick Humes. I was so impressed with the inspection he did on my parents' home years ago, I married him. Our company, Humes Inspections and Foundations in Tyler, has been repairing pier and beam foundations for 35 years. Is your pier and beam home not level? Are hardwood floors buckling? Cracks in the walls? Windows and doors sticking? Mold on the walls? Those are signs of possible foundation problems.
Humes Inspections and Foundations.
We never hire subcontractors. Rick and our sons do all the work. Our repair estimates include detailed graphs and photos of problems. And when the job is done, we clean up and haul off all the scraps.
Humes Inspections and Foundations.
Insured with a Better Business Bureau rating of A+, 35 years of repairing pier and beam home foundations.
We work for you, not a realtor. Humes, like homes with a U. Humes Inspections and Foundations.
Barn Good. I said Barn Good deals this month during the 25th anniversary event at Office Barn in Tyler. That big office furniture showroom, almost as big as a football field.
Office Barn in Tyler.
Spiff up your office with 25% off all Ashley furniture, including desks, bookcases, sofas, lobby furniture, even outdoor furniture. Buy in store or online.
We ship anywhere with next day delivery in East Texas.
Office Barn Chair of the Month, a commercial grade office chair, leather-like look, price $112 assembled.
We buy new and gently used office furniture in large quantities with discounts to nonprofits, schools, governments, veterans, and first responders.
All our inventory is pre-tariff. 500 desks, 5,000 chairs, 50 American-made Rhino gun safes, gun safe rebates for veterans from manufacturer between Tyler and Lindale on Highway 69, across from the big, big American flag. Office Barn.
KTBB News Time at 6:59 on this Monday morning, and a good morning to you, East Texas. We're glad you're tuned in with us, and glad we're starting a brand new work week. How about that? Melissa, what's coming up in news?
KTBB's Paul Gleiser is in Rome covering the Papal Conclave, and Texas is now a school choice voucher state. How about sports?
Well, the NBA hits the second round, and the latest on a baseball fan who was injured. Brayden, how about the weather?
Clouds are expected to increase through the day with some showers this afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Brayden Seo.
Thank you, sir. Folks, it is 53 degrees right now in Longview, 57 degrees in Tyler. Stay tuned for Brayden's complete forecast coming to you just after the top of the hour. Also, we'll have the Bill O'Reilly Morning Update. We'll have Paul Gleiser live from Rome and a whole lot more. Local news in a couple of minutes. Fox News next.
Your only local news radio, 97.5 KTBB-FM, Troop Tyler Longview, KTBB Tyler, and KTBB.com. It's 7 o'clock.